Those who do not expect to meet us on the day of judgment say, "Why are not the angels sent down to us, or why do we not see our Rabb?" Certainly, they are too proud of themselves and are scornful in that great pride. On the day when they see the angels, it will not be a day of rejoicing for the criminals. Rather, they will cry, "May there be a stone barrier between us and the angels of punishment. Then we shall turn to the deeds which they did based on their wrong opinions and render them vain like blown dust." In contrast, the heirs of paradise shall have the best residence and the finest lodging on that day. On that day when the heavens shall burst asunder with clouds and angels will be sent down rank after rank, the real kingdom on that day will belong only to the compassionate. A hard day shall it be for the unbelievers. On that day the wrongdoer will bite his hands and say, "Oh, would that I had only taken the pathway alongside the Rasul. Oh, would that I had never chosen so-and-so as my friend. He was the one who led me astray from the admonition even after it had reached me. Shaitan is ever treacherous to man." The Rasul will say, "Oh, my Rabb, surely my people deserted this Quran. That is how we made for every Rasul an enemy among the criminals, but your Rabb is sufficient for you as a guide and a helper." The unbelievers ask, "Why is not the Quran revealed to him all in a single revelation?" This method of slow, well-arranged piecemeal revelations is adopted to strengthen your heart. The other reason for this method is that any time they come to you with an argument, we reveal to you the truth and properly explain it. Those who will be dragged headlong into hell shall have an evil place to dwell in, for they had lost the way by taking an utterly wrong stand.